And finally, this hour, to the theater. By and large, plays and musicals are passive experiences. You sit and watch others perform. Jeff London has this story about three off-Broadway shows that encourage the audience to move.
Several years ago, when rock star David Byrne first considered doing a musical on the life of Imelda Marcos, the wife of Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos, he made an interesting discovery.
Imelda Marcos really loved going to discos, and that she had a mirror ball in her New York townhouse and turned the roof of the palace in Manila into a disco. I thought, well, here's a powerful person who lives in that kind of bubble, but also brings her own soundtrack to it.
Byrne collaborated with Fatboy Slim on a 2-CD concept album, which came out a couple years ago. But it's now been turned into a full-fledged musical at the Public Theater in downtown New York. Called Here Lies Love and directed by Alex Timbers, it's set in a disco. Not only does the audience move around the dance floor to follow the action, they are prompted to dance along. Choreographer Annie B. Parsons says it makes for a kinetic theater-going experience.
The audience is trying to understand the piece, and they're watching, and dancing is a really different experience than watching. So sometimes the audience are amazing extras, and sometimes they are taking in a play, but they're on their feet. So the sense of who the audience is changes throughout the piece.
Parsons says the audience interactivity is a double-edged sword. You're partying with a corrupt public figure.
When you're dancing with Imelda, you know, it's casting two shadows in a sense. You're very aware that you shouldn't be dancing with Imelda, but it's too much fun to stop. So I think it works. That was the idea. Complicated.
There's a war going on out there somewhere, and Andre isn't here.
Across Manhattan in the trendy Meatpacking District, another interactive theater experience has put up its tent, literally. Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 takes an episode from Tolstoy's epic War and Peace and sets it in a large tent made to look like a Russian nightclub, complete with red velvet curtains, leather banquettes, and chandeliers. Dave Malloy, who wrote the pop opera and plays Pierre, says he got the idea when he visited Moscow during research for the show.
I went to a club called Cafe Margarita, which was this like Russian bar that was full of people sitting at these crowded tables eating vodka and dumplings. And then in the corner, there was this little pop classical music trio. And everyone had shakers on their tables and they were shaking along to the music. And so when I saw that room, I was like, oh, this is the setting for this piece.
Natasha!
The audience gets a glass of champagne, a shot of vodka, and a full Russian dinner before the show. Then, the action takes place all around and sometimes in the middle of the audience. Director Rachel Chavkin says the actors had to adapt their approach to play in this intimate yet sprawling environment.
The acting style for this is both cinematic and operatic, and they have to be acting as if they're on film with sort of that level of realism, but the size of the physical gestures has to read across space to the person on the opposite side of the room.
Intimate gestures in intimate spaces are what have kept audiences flocking to another show, Sleep No More. Performed in a former warehouse, it's a non-linear adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth, mashed together with references to 1930s Hitchcock, and it's probably the most interactive of these interactive theater-going experiences, says producer Jonathan Hochwald.
It allows the audience to roam, to discover, to have that sense of adventure. We often say it's a combination of theater, dance, art installation, nightlife across 100,000 square feet of the McKittrick Hotel, where as an audience member you can get lost in the woods or in a hospital ward or in a train station and really experience something unique.
Audiences are handed Venetian masks as they get on an elevator which takes them to one of seven floors with multiple rooms. They're instructed by the elevator operator to never take their masks off or to speak. and told, finally, fortune favors the bold.
The masks are an ingenious device because what they do is they allow the individual audience members to immediately become anonymous, to feel more adventurous potentially, more daring. It creates the effect of almost being a ghost, where you can float through the halls of this hotel and witness or experience whatever you choose to do.
These shows all share one thing. Unlike a regular play or musical, every audience member takes in the action from a different vantage point. Choreographer Annie B. Parson.
That energy of being in the middle of a piece is a real thing. And so it's a very different experience than sitting in your chair 10, 20, 30 feet away from a play where you're squinting your eyes to see if the person's laughing or crying. You know, it's very, very different.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.